Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're going to start Zvachim Daf Pei Dal, the ninth Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Eilu Im Alu Yerdu. These are the types of psuim which do not come down if they went up. Halan, that which was left overnight, by Yotzei, and that which left the Azorah, or which became Tamay, or was shechted with intent for consumption, Chutz Lizmano or Chutz Limkomo, or if it disqualified people who were Makabo or Zorik its blood. Yudah says, Shenishchat Balaila, a carbon which was shechted at night, Menishbach Dama, whose blood was spilled, Yatsa Dama Chutzal Klaim, or whose blood went outside the curtains of the Azorah, Im also Tered, even if it went up, it should come down. Rabbi Shimon says these should not come down and holds the following rule. Kol shepsua b'kodesh, any disqualification which is in the holy, meaning it was disqualified in the Azorah during Shechita, HaKodesh Mekablo, the holy, accepts it and is not taken down from the Mizbeach. Lo haya psua b'kodesh, if its disqualification was not in the holy, but it was invalid before entering the Azorah, ain't HaKodesh Mekablo, the holy does not accept it and it is taken down. The Mishnah lists several examples of psuim which are not psul b'kodesh, such as roveh v'nirba. Point number two, in a brayso, Rabbi Yudah says, Zos hi ha'ola, hari el gimel mi'utin. The words this, it, and the ola are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah, shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the Azara. Teaching about them, im al seteret, Rabbi Shimon darshan's Torah ha'ola, the law of the ola, Riba Torah Achas Hakol Olin. This included one law for all karbanas which go up onto the Mizbech, including Rabbi Yehuda's cases, Shim Alu Oyerdu, that once they go up, they do not come down. The word Zos, this, excludes some psuim from this law, and from there Rabbi Shimon derives his rule that anything which is psul b'kodesh does not come down from the Mizbech. And point number three, in a bright Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psuim are not taken down. Lan b'dam kasher, if blood stayed past sundown in the Azorah, it's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech because lan b'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech. This is derived from the fact that lan kasher b'basar, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it is fit to be eaten since a shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to yotze, kachim which left the Azorah, because yotze is fit for a bama since it has no enclosure. It applies to Tame since Tuma is permitted for Kabbana Sibur. It then explains why this law applies to additional psuim. The Gemara objects, V'ki danin davar shelo b'hekshero, medavar shebehekshero. Can we derive the law of something brought improperly onto the Mizbeach from something done properly? For example, how can leftover emurin, which are puzzle, be derived from leftover shlami meat, which is permitted? Therefore, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda actually relies on Zos Torah Sa'ola to teach that some psuim remain on the Mizbech, like Rabbi Shimon said, but has three mi'utin teaching that others do not, and uses the reasons just mentioned to determine which ones remain. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Eilu im alu yerdu. These are the types of psuim which do not come down if they went up. Halan, that which was left overnight, by Yotzei, and that which left the Azorah, or which became Tamay, or was shechted with intent for consumption, Chutz Lizmano or Chutz Limkomo, or if it disqualified people who were Makabo or Zorik its blood. Yudah says, Shenishchat Balaila, a carbon which was shechted at night, Menishbach Dama, whose blood was spilled, Yatsa Dama Chutzal Klaim, or whose blood went outside the curtains of the Azorah, Im also Tered, even if it went up, it should come down. Rabbi Shimon says these should not come down and holds the following rule. Kol shepsua b'kodesh, any disqualification which is in the holy, meaning it was disqualified in the Azorah during Shechita, HaKodesh Mekablo, the holy, accepts it and is not taken down from the Mizbeach. Lo haya psua b'kodesh, if its disqualification was not in the holy, but it was invalid before entering the Azorah, ain't HaKodesh Mekablo, the holy does not accept it and it is taken down. The Mishnah lists several examples of psuim which are not psul b'kodesh, such as roveh v'nirba. Point number two, in a brayso, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos hi ha'ola, hari el gimel mi'utin. The words this, it, and the ola are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah, shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the Azorah. Teaching about them, im al seteret, Rabbi Shimon darshan's Torah ha'ola, the law of the ola, Riba Torah Achas HaKol Olin. This included one law for all karbanas which go up onto the Mizbech, including Rabbi Yehuda's cases, Shim Alu Oyerdu, that once they go up, they do not come down. The word Zos, this, excludes some psuim from this law, and from there Rabbi Shimon derives his rule that anything which is psul b'kodesh does not come down from the Mizbech. And point number three, in a brayso, Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psuim are not taken down. Lan Bedam Kasher. A blood stayed past sundown in the Azara. It's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech because Lan Be'imurim Kasher. Sacrificial parts which remained overnight are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech. This is derived from the fact that Lan Kasher Bebasar, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it is fit to be eaten since a shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to Yotze, Kachim which left the Azara, because Yotze is fit for a bama since it has no enclosure. It applies to Tame since Tuma is permitted for Kabbana Sibur. It then explains why this law applies to additional psulim. The Gemara objects, V'ki danin davar shelo behekshero, medavar shebehekshero. Can we derive the law of something brought improperly onto the Mizbeach from something done properly? For example, how can leftover emurin, which are pasul, be derived from leftover shlami meat, which is permitted? Therefore, the Gemara explains that Rav Yehuda actually relies on Zos Torah Sa'ola to teach that some psulim remain on the Mizbech, like Rabbi Shimon said, but has three mi'utin teaching that others do not, and uses the reasons just mentioned to determine which ones remain. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Pei Daled, and this Siman was suggested to us by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. He suggested that Pei Daled is a launch pad. So here goes. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a emurim from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbech by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ha'ola, while the tamei that was dropped on the mizbech by a drone, called carbon zibur, was allowed to stay there. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, that must be more on daf, pei daled. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a emurim from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara identifies which psulim, if they're brought up in the mizbeach, are not taken down, and which types must be taken down. So the Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a emurim from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbeach by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ha'ola, which reminds us, in a brayso Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos hi ha'ola, hari elu gimu mi'utin. The words this, it, and the ola are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah, shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the Azara, teaching about them that im alsa tered, if they're brought up on the Mizbech, they must be brought back down. So the Kohen launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a emurim from a carbon that was shechted at night, and one from whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach by a rabbi yelling Zos hi ha'ola, while the tamei that was dropped on the Mizbeach by a drone called Karban Sibur was allowed to stay there. Which reminds us, in a brayso, Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psulim are not taken down. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azara, it's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech, because Lan Be'imurim Kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight, are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech. This is derived from the fact that Lan Kasher Bebasar, if meat of a shlami stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since a shlami may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to Yotze, Kachim which left the Azara, because Yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It applies to Tame, since Tuma is permitted for Kabbana Sibur. So once again, the Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a emurim from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbech by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ha'ola, while the tamei that was dropped on the mizbech by a drone called Karban Zibur was allowed to stay there. Alright, so now it's time for four blatbach hazara. Daf Pei, so the simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. When the painter paint her, that must more on Daf Pei. When the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on the four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, which reminds us, the next mission discusses various blood mixtures of Karbanos. If blood of Karbanos of the same number of Matanos are mixed, he should do that number of Matanos. If blood requiring Matan Arba, four-sided application, was mixed with blood requiring a single Matana, Rabbi Eliezer says he should make four Matanos, because if he only makes one, haru over al Baltigra. He's thereby transgressing do not subtract by doing fewer than the four necessary for those Karbanos. But Yeshua says he should only make one matana, because if he performs four, are you over all baltosif? He's thereby transgressing baltosif, do not add, on the karbanas requiring one matana. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the case where Mechatas had some water mixed in, which touches on the topics of whether Yesh Bila and Hazah Tzricha Shiur. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating it. And the painter with two jars, one for the top of his Mizbeach canvas and one for the bottom, got them mixed up, but was allowed to use both. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is done in the case where Hanitanan Lamala, that the bloods meant to be placed Lamala above, get mixed with Nitanan Lamata, bloods which should be placed below the Chuta Sikra. Daf Pei Aleph. So the Siman Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. Grandpa Cohen, grandpa. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Aleph. Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola could be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yisod, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether shiraim can be placed on the Mizbeach wall to drip down to the yisod, or must they be placed directly on top of the yisod. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on a Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola could be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an oil can be applied above the chutah sikra, since ain only mevatlin zeh zeh, which reminds us, a braisa darshan's a pasuk about bechor kodesh hem, their holy teaching, shim nisar bedam kodshim acherim yikruvu, that if its blood became mixed with blood of other karbanas, they should still be offered. The Gemara explains that this braisa refers to the blood of a bechor and oil, which both required matanas below the chutah sikra. Since it seems obvious that their blood should be applied, the Gemara explains the chiddush, the ain oin mevatlin zeh zeh, that karbanas do not nullify one another, meaning although there's more blood of one karban than the other, the blood of each remains valid for matanos. The Gemara brings two additional sources for this principle and explains why all are necessary. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an ola can be applied above the chuta sikra, since ein olin mevatlin zeh zeh, had one grandchild demonstrate that pouring diminished shiraim of a chattis pinimis on the yesod was not ma'akiv, even according to the one who holds not pouring the shiraim is ma'akev, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that even according to the opinion that failure to pour the shiraim of a chattis pinimis prevents a carbon's validity, chasru ein ma'akvin, if the shiraim were merely diminished, they do not prevent the carbon's validity. Daf pei beis. So the siman daf pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The Koni used a peanut butter jar. Peanut butter? That must be on daf pei beis. The Koni used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichol, making it Pasul, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated. So the Koni used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichol, making a pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasul the rest of the blood from that carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the azar and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echol mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the heichol, Rabbi Yossi Aglili rules the other cup valid, but the Chachamim say it is pasul. So the Koni used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichol, making it pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasul the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a cone with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh Kadoshim, which reminds us, Rama asks, is the blood of the parlam davar shel tzibor and sira vodos kochavim, whose blood is applied in the heichol, disqualified by entering the Kodesh Kadoshim? Do we say that since the pasuk says ela kodesh pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought ela kodesh into the holy, meaning the heichol, applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought pnima inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, but these karbanos whose blood is not disqualified for entering the heichol would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Or do we say shlumim komonhu, the blood is not in its proper place and so is invalidated? The Gemara concludes, teku. Daf pei gimel. So the siman daf pei gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. While one cohen jumping on a pogo stick, that must move on daf pei gimel. While one cohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbeach and left them there, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, HaMizbeach mekadesh es haruilo. The mizbeach sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's pasul, and once it was placed on the mizbeach, it's not taken down. The Gemara brings malchokas if that refers to things brought li'ishim or for the mizbeach. So while one cohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbeach and left them there, another cohen leaped on his pogo stick over the mizbeach to tell a cohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. Which reminds us, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the mizbeach is only mekadesh that which is ruilo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet ruy for the mizbeach. Rav Papa says this excludes kamatzim shel kitcha b'kli, kamatzim of menachos which were not yet sanctified in the kli shareis. Since its designation for the mizbeach was not completed, it's taken down from the mizbeach. So while one kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul korbanos on the mizbeach and left them there, another kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the mizbeach to tell a kohen who brought up a kamitzah that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. While a third kohen jumped up to take down a olas ha'ov that was brought up, since it's not included in the term kvasim. Which reminds us, in a brisa, two more opinions are brought that the mizbeach is mekadesh items that are similar to kvasim or to an ola. The nafkamina would be between them olas ha'ov. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss various blood mixtures of a korbanos requiring a different number of matanos, and the malchokas whether one would be over on Baltosi or Baltigra? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if a bucket of white wine or milk became immersed in a mikvah? That's on daf. Ein ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff to know that diminished shirayim of a chatas penimis is not ma'akev, even according to the one who holds shirayim is ma'akev? That's on daf. Pay olive. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda applies im al lo yerdu to psuim which are valid elsewhere, like a tummy, since tumah is permitted for kabbonet sibor? That's on daf. Pay dalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that things which were never really for the mizbeach, such as kamitzas, shulo kichu bekli, are taken down? That's on daf. Pay gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have a machlokes about what the din is when carbon blood is mixed with invalid blood or dama tamsis? That's on daf. Ein test. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that the words zos hi o'ola are the source for Behuda's opinion for the three cases that if they're brought up on the mizbech must be brought back down? That's on daf. Pay dalad. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought leaf neem is invalidated? That's on daf. Pei beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf does the Mishnah list the types of psuim, which if they're brought on the mizbeach can stay there, and which must be brought down? That's on daf. Pei dalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn from the case of one who ate a mixture of pigod noser and tame that isurin mevatlin zeh? That's on daf. Ein ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.